At an altitude of 2,522 meters, on the right bank of Torrente Gavia and built in proximity to the old trade route from Passo di Gavia to Valferva, the refuge was built by the Brescia CAI section in 1899, and the CAI's monthly magazine reports as follows. This functioning refuge is at Passo di Gavia and is made up of a single room measuring 12 square meters. Its high altitude and proximity to the glaciers around it means that it is the site of frequent storms which have been fatal to more than a few travelers. A great many human and animal bones have been found on this rough high plateau, as well as a human skull still to be found under a stone, a place given the name Dead Man's Head. After it was opened and as a result of the neglect of those passing through it, the refuge was left uninhabitable and fell into complete disrepair within a few years. Renovated and enlarged during the war by Italian soldiers under the Gavia Sector Command, around it there are the remains of lodgings and shelters for logistics supplies and troop accommodation. It was from these shelters that the Alpini from the Val d'Intelvi battalion set off in August 1915, crossing Passo della Sforzolina and Passo di Dosegu and descending into Trentino along Alta Val del Monte to Malga Paladay, before retreating. The Gavia road you have walked along to reach this point is part of a system of roads and teleferics built by the Italian army to supply the Ortles Sievedale sector. When Italy joined First World War, Passo di Gavia was held to be a fundamentally important link between the Upper Valtellina and the Upper Camonica valleys, thus acting as strategic link between the Ortles Sievedale and Adamello fronts. When the war broke out, the Italian army divisions built a new military road suitable for motor vehicles and artillery, including by building tunnels. The pass was defended from above by the Italian artillery to the east of Monte Gavia, 3,220 meters, and to the west on Monte Gaviola, 3,025 meters. On this subject, listen to the words of Ulrico Martinelli in the book La Guerra a 3,000 metri. Dallo Stelvio al Gavia, 1915-1918, published in 1928, access to the most important positions required the building of certain roads with wonderful speed, bold bends and daring ascents and descents, including a few accessible to vehicles, or rather the wonderful small Fiat trucks. These included the road which winds its way up the steep right ridge from Uzza to Passo Delibels, another which turns off from S. Antonio di Valferva, climbing up immediately through fields and forests and Val Zabru to Baita del Pastor. A third and very important road crosses Passo del Gavia, linking Ponte di Legno and S. Apollonia with S. Caterina and Bormio. Completing this communication network, teleferic lines were built everywhere, some brief, like that from the Spondalunga Plateau to Filan del Mot, and another which climbed to Buz from the Val Vitelli confluence. Others were longer, including a daring teleferic from the Stelvio Prima Cantoniera up to Bacchetta di Pedinaletto, divided into three sections. The teleferic which linked Alp Salars above Terragua in Valferva climbed up to Passo Delibels, and another from Baita del Pastor to Capana Milano were less frightening. These were all Coretti Tanfani type teleferics which were motorized.